It was the summer of 1995, and a new movie had just come out. We decided we were going to take the whole family to see it. And I still remember that June day in 1995 when we loaded up the family into the car and we drove to the local drive-in theater. It was called Cinderella City in Denver, Colorado. Actually, it was in Littleton, Colorado. And we pulled up the car and we got popcorn and we set everybody up to watch this brand new Disney movie called Pocahontas. And as the movie started going, as Disney movies are, they talked about the magical and the fantastical and all that sort of thing. But this time, Disney did something that they had never done before. This time, Disney glorified a religion that was still currently being practiced in the United States. And it was the religion of the Native Americanism. And it was the religion, basically, of paganism. And Pocahontas would go to the Mother Willow tree, Grandmother Willow, and she would talk to the spirits that existed in the tree and find the answers to life by going to the tree and talking to them. And see, that is still practiced today in the Native American culture. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I sat there being very uncomfortable with letting my children watch this movie. And yet, there it was, a blatant, I shouldn't say blatant, but it was a stark realization, I guess, of the culture that we live in, that paganism is an accepted part of the religious culture of the United States. If you look at paganism, if you look at it, it is actually one of the fastest growing religions in the United States today. Did you know that? You say, why? I didn't know that. Well, that's because it's known by many names. And actually, I just have a list here of all the different names. For example, alchemy, American Indian Vision Quest, ancient mythology, astrology, Baha'i, Buddhism, chakra, channeling, crystals, divination, druidism, Akankar, feng shui, Gnosticism, goddess worship, Hare Krishna, Hinduism, I Ching, Kabbalah, numerology, occult, pantheism, paranormal, psychology, past life regressions, reincarnations, Santeria, Scientology, shamanism, Tai Chi, tarot cards, transcendental meditation, UFOlogy. I didn't even know there was a UFOlogy. Wicca, Zen Buddha. It's just a part of the list of the different religions that exist that have cropped up in the United States, and they're all kind of this pagan religion. And I'm sure that you've run into people who are like this because it happens all the time when you talk to somebody and they say, oh, I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. And when you hear somebody say, I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual, chances are that they follow a pagan religion. That their religion or their spirituality manifests itself in a way that is probably tied into some sort of pagan religion. It's everywhere. I read books this week on paganism, and I found out, believe it or not, that through a grant of the Sophia Project at the University of Arizona, they actually teach a class very much tied to paganism. It's called Entity Communications. Did you know that? One of two universities in the United States that teaches this. Entity Communications and Study contacts non-humans, deceased peoples, otherworldly beings, spirit guides, angels, extraterrestrials, and universal intelligence. And if you look on the TV today, you'll see all sorts of paranormal stuff because people aren't religious, but we're very spiritual. That is part of the pagan religion. And paganism has actually been around for a very, very long time. As a matter of fact, if you go into the Old Testament, there's basically two religions. There's the religion of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who is I am, and there's all the other religions, which are paganism. And yet today, there are a whole bunch of different religions, and they're all part of this pagan religion. Now, the term pagan actually comes from the Latin word paganus, which means from the earth. And when you want to talk, you want to preach a part of this coexist series, and we're now on that I with the little pentacle at the top. and you want to try to lump all the paganism religions together, it's very hard to do because they don't have a set of standards. You don't go in and find the holy scripture of paganism. There's a whole bunch of different stuff out there. And so it's very difficult. But as I started researching it, there was one thing that just kind of came out as kind of being the central tenet of all paganism. And this may surprise you, but the central pillar of paganism is this: tolerance. Tolerance. Basically, the Wiccan, what they call the Wiccan read or the Wiccan code of this is this: and it harm none, do as you will. In other words, as long as what you're doing doesn't harm anybody else, it's okay. And you should be allowed to do it. If it's something that feels right to you and it's something you want to do and it's something that makes you spiritual and you think you connect with God closer because of that, as long as it doesn't harm anybody else, you're allowed to do it. Now, that doesn't sound so bad, really, does it? I mean, it's like, well, that's kind of the culture that we live in. But there's a guy, his name is Peter Jones, who is a PhD, and he's been studying paganism. And he puts a different twist on what it really means when he says that we can tolerate everything. He says, really what paganism is it's getting rid of distinctions. The things that distinguish one thing from another is kind of what paganism is all about. For example, he said one of the distinctions that lost in paganism is the distinction between the creator and the created. Because the creator is the otherworldly being that exists out there that created everything that we see. And yet in paganism, those two lines are drawn. There's the line between them is gone. And so when you have pagan rituals, what do? They worship nature. They worship the trees. They worship the bugs, the plants, the birds, the trees. They worship themselves. And the whole distinction between behind something beyond the creator, beyond the creation of a creator, is completely lost. He says it's very strange. You go to Wiccan kind of ceremonies, and instead of worshiping the creator that created everything, it seems rather oddly self-serving if you kind of are the part of creation and creation is self-propelling, then basically when you get together, you're worshiping yourselves. He says it's very difficult for pagans to do that. And so when they get together in pagan rituals, they usually sing songs like, we're all friends here, everybody loves it to everybody, and we're going to just have a good time. And that's what a pagan ceremony looks like. He says, very strange. One of the other distinctions that they've lost is the distinction between God and man. Because in paganism, God exists in every man. Creation is kind of a self-creating entity that comes in a cyclical fashion. And there is no distinction between God and man. There's also no distinction between animals and humans. We read in our Old Testament lesson how God had given us dominion over all of creation, that humans are a very special creation. We are created in the image of God. We are elevated above his creation to have dominion over his creation. But in paganism, there is no difference between animals and humans. We're all just kind of variedly different on the genetic scale between 1 and 10, and there is very, very little distinction between the two. Here's another one that they've lost in paganism: the distinction between life and death. You see, in Christianity, we know that death is a result of sin. And that death is a horrible thing, but if you go into the pagan religions, they see all life as kind of one circle. It's like the other Disney movie, which was The Lion King, where Mufasa is there with his son Simba, and he says everything is a circle of life. And we grow up and we eat the antelope, but then we die and we fertilize the grass, and then the antelope eats the grass, and it just goes on and on and on. It's just this one circle of life. There's really no difference between life and death. It's just all part of creation. How about this one? There's no distinction between heaven and hell. When you die, you just kind of go into the great unknown, and there is no good or bad. And see, that's the other distinction that's made in paganism, because as they start removing all these distinctions, they also start removing distinctions between truth and falsehood. between Christ and Satan, between right and wrong, between good and evil. You see, all these things are kind of points on a circle, and it matters, it kind of just matters what direction you're looking at evil or looking at something as to whether or not you term it good or evil. And that's really kind of at the heart of paganism. There is no distinction. There's a tolerance for everything, and everything kind of just blends together. Well, why is this a problem? Well, one of the things is that, we talked about this before, is that one of the things that the coexist bumper sticker tries to implore is that there's really no distinction between all the different religions. Can't we just all get along? And that what this bumper sticker is trying to say to us is that there should be no moral absolutes. And yet we talked about it a couple weeks ago about how saying there should be no moral absolutes is really a moral absolute. And it falls in within itself. But the other thing is that we can't destroy the distinctions that we make in this life. If we go to our epistle reading this morning from 1 Corinthians 2:15, Paul says the spiritual man makes judgments about all things. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things. We are created by God to make those distinctions. The Eastern religion says you've got to destroy your mind. The mind is what gets between you and God. You can't have a mind and be one with the universe. As a matter of fact, you've all heard of mantras. Well, mantra is made up of two words, man, which means to think, and tra, which means to be liberated from. To be liberated from thinking, to stop making distinctions, to make yourself one with the planet. But really, the worst part about paganism is this whole idea about relativity and that sin being relative. A guy named Neil Donald Walsh wrote a book called Conversations with God. And what he has said is that Hitler wasn't evil. As a matter of fact, he just helped the people in Germany at the time. He was a little bit misdirected. You see, that's where paganism takes you. If everything is relative, then that means that evil is relative. And paganism has no way to deal with evil because evil doesn't exist. It's all a relative thing. You see, in Christianity, we know that there's a holiness and that there's a divine, that the image of God that we have is one of justice and divineness and otherworldliness and holiness, and we can never attain that. And yet we hold that image of God in our mind and we say, Lord, we know that you're holy. We bless you because you're holy. We want to worship you because you're holy and because you created all things. And yet, paganism doesn't allow for that. Paganism doesn't allow for holiness and divineness. And because of that, then paganism has no need for redemption. Because if you're just part of this nothing mass of paganism, where everything goes and whatever you believe is okay, then you don't need a savior. Matter of fact, if you go to the pagan religions, the idea of a savior is almost, why would you even need one? As long as you're doing your thing and you're not harming anybody, why do you need a savior? It's kind of this base, everything goes mentality. And yet we know that we need a savior. We know that when we look at the divine and we compare our lives to that divine, that there's no way that we can be as holy and as just and as righteous as God. And so we call upon Jesus to be our Savior. Jesus is the Savior of mankind. So I go back to this Pocahontas movie, and I think about our world today, and I think one of the main words about today is tolerance and how we need to be tolerant of everybody else. And if you're intolerant, well, that's a bad thing. And yet God calls us to make distinctions. God calls us not to be tolerant. The reason why God created us as special individuals, special beings over the earth, is so that we would not be tolerant, that we would have dominion over the earth, that we would see the divine, and that we would worship and serve Him. G.K. Chesterton said it best. He said, when man ceases to believe in God, they do not believe in nothing. They believe in everything. And some of you come across people like that all the time. And they're like, I'm highly spiritual. I just don't believe in a religion. But the fact is, they do believe in a religion. It's called paganism. And it's a religion that leads nowhere. It's not a religion that gives happiness or joy or true happiness or new joy. In this world, there's only one true happiness and joy. And that is through worship of the true God who created everything. In His name, amen. My life before.